Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's all right if you love.
It's Tom and the Heartbreakers bringing us back 17. All right, thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker, almost nine-year member of our Brain Trust, author of several books on the future, five regions of the future, and Future Edge, and your film on paradigms is still a classic, Joel, and they can find more about you, and your new film, Innovation at the Verge.
Yes,
that's right. That's still at StarThrower.com, right?
If they can check up and preview all the films at StarThrower.com.
All right, and so also the Joel's writing is at Joel Barker. You to go there and check that out, Joel. One of the things, as you know, folks, Joel and I have these conversations about things that he's found in his scanning of what's happening out there and what the implications are for the future. And one of the things that I know that you're very much interested in is what's happening to planet Earth, to the climate situation.
Yep.
And so I'll let you introduce this next topic.
Well, the climate change has led to many surprises as we look at the complexity of the interactions. It's not just that things just heat up, because other things get colder.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that things get drier, things get wetter.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of what's, and that's why they stopped talking about climate warming and started talking about climate change. But here's one that is, this, by the way, really fits the futurist mold. They're talking about 2050 to 2099.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in that, now that's a while away, so people
that's
say,
right.
Who cares? But we should care, because it's a mega drought.
Mm-hmm.
And NASA and others have been doing research over looking over the past several thousand years of drought, adequate rain and drought and adequate rain to see what the patterns are. And we are now moving quite steadily toward a high percentage of having a mega drought in southwestern
where are these? Where is that coming from? Who do we depend upon for that indicator?
Part of it is it's a natural cycle.
But who's determined that?
Oh, NASA's research.
Right.
They take 3,000-year-old trees, they drill a core through them,
right.
and the thickness of the ring absolutely correlates with the rain, because they can correlate back to 150 years.
Okay, so if we go back that far, though,
yep.
we project it forward, are they not pointing out that these are natural occurrences, not maybe,
yes.
maybe not so much man-made?
This is exactly what they're saying, is there is a natural here.
Yeah.
And here's the scary thing.
So when they talk about the mega drought,
yep.
if you're like me, sometimes loaded for bear who are lurching to the abuses of humans as a reason, these people are not necessarily saying that.
You're right. These people are saying the interaction between what we're doing right now,
yeah.
in terms of the heating of the planet,
yeah.
plus this mega drought, is going to make it really bad.
So they are saying that humans are exacerbating the inevitable mega drought.
Perfect word. They are exacerbating it.
Okay.
It was going to be bad enough. Now it looks like it could be really bad. And just the main point here is we have been drawing down the groundwater.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
that we don't have a backup, which we would have had
mm-hmm.
had we been more careful, but we felt no need for it. Now, all of a sudden, the potential is there. And if you think about it, California is the brand.
Right.
And all of a sudden, California doesn't have the water.
It's in a drought right now. There's no question. Northern California. Well, the reason I asked the question about where is this coming from,
yep.
because, as you know, there's been recent revelation that some of the baseline numbers that used from the 50s may have been fudged. So that's a concern of mine. When I say that's the reason I say who are we relying on here? Number one, number two. If you remember 7 or 8 years ago, we were told that we were going to wind up having hurricanes. You know, more and more more frequent hurricanes. We've had no hurricanes since those people said that. We've had no hurricanes.
Right.
So I'm skeptical. Go ahead.
You hear it? Add some data. One of the other things they said is there would be more tornadoes.
Am I justified, right?
Absolutely. But it's not so much as it's science moving forward.
Yeah.
The best simulations they had at the time said more hurricanes. Now what we know is we have larger cluster thunderstorms as a result. So we're actually having fewer tornado events, but when we have a tornado event, we have 20 or 30 tornadoes rather than. So they're starting to get sophisticated.
How do people say that without sounding like you're moving the goalposts when the future doesn't turn out like they said?
Because there are other indicators, Jim.
Right.
For instance, North Dakota can now grow corn. They couldn't do that 20 years ago.
Yeah.
That's a statement about weather change.
But yet the South is having one of the coldest winters in a long time.
That's right. And one of the reasons that is because the cold that used to be swept away by the jet streams before are not being moved because the jet streams aren't doing what they used to do. That's a change in the climate.
I will spend more time and give more attention to this kind of thought. If the climate change advocates will quit using the term settled science.
Yeah, I would agree.
Would you please ask the people you know? I'm not saying you're like that because you and I've had this conversation before.
Yep.
Let's quit saying settled science. Don't, Mr. President Obama, stop saying settled science. My definition is can never be settled.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So how can I
can't have a conversation about what I think and what if you're telling me I'm already wrong going in. And so
but I'll do you a deal. I will send you when I run into good stuff on climate change, I'll email it to you.
And I'll send you some stuff too. I've got some of that. Hold on to that thought, folks. We're gonna be right back with Joel Barker. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.